I mean, I think if you were to look from the outside, like, everyone's probably very, very similar. But, I mean, there are definitely some differences, maybe. I would say, like, more people, like, living in Ross would say they're different from people that live in Milton. Okay. But, like, are they really? Probably not. But they would say that. Like, I think Milton has more of a reputation of being, like, rednecks and, like, you know, the people who drive trucks and the country boys, and Roswell has, like, I remember people saying this, like, Roswell has a reputation of being, like, studious, like, all, like, you know, they care more about, like, grades, and no one, like, I have, like, one of my best friends went to Milton, and that's how, like, she would describe, oh, like, yeah, people just say Roswell, like, all people do over there, like, they're no fun, they just, like, care about grades more. But, I mean, we definitely have, like, the redneck boys at our school. You know what I mean? So, like, that went to Roswell, like the big trucks and like camo and Confederate flag. There's definitely like a group of those boys that went to Roswell too, but I would say that's more of a stereotype of Milton / Alfreda.
I gotcha.
Because Milton didn't become Milton until like after, like till.
Yeah, 2006.
Right, so we were already like in college. Yeah, I was.
Exactly. Yeah, I think actually it was senior year of high school is what it was.
Okay.
Because, yeah, Johns Creek and
okay.
So, yeah. I don't think a lot of people that live in Alpharetta and Roswell know a whole lot about that, but it was like a big deal where I was. And I was
really?
Like, calm down, people. It's just renaming. Anyway, that's the point of the conversation. What kind of car do you drive, or do you?
I do. I drive a Volvo. It's S60 2002. But all through high school, I drove like a 1992 Volvo.
What about the rest of your family?
My mom, like currently, has a Toyota Highlander hybrid car. My dad drives like some regular BMW like car. My brother doesn't have a car, but he lives in another country.
Ah, okay then.
So that's why. And then he went to school in Boston, so he, like, really hasn't had a car since high school. And the car he had in high school is the same car I had in high school, mm-hmm. and the same car my sister had in high school.
Oh, wow.
And so then my sister, I mean, I don't know what she drives. She lives in Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Typical car in Roswell, what would you say?
A nice car. I mean, like, where I live in my neighborhood, I mean, you see, like, Lexuses, BMWs, Mercedes. I mean, the typical car probably isn't that. It's probably, like, I don't know, Toyota or something, but or SUV, like, but they're nice cars. You don't see, like, old cars really that much. You see a lot of, like, Mercedes and, like, yeah.
Would you have a term for a vehicle that uses a lot of gas?
An SUV?
Yeah.
So
what would you call that?
An SUV.
And we sort of talked about this a little bit already, but how well are people integrated into the community of Roswell that maybe, you know, weren't born there, weren't raised there?
I mean, I think they're integrated, like, perfectly fine. Yeah, I would say they're integrated, like, you probably wouldn't know that a difference, but I would say they may not identify themselves as, like, being from Roswell as much.
Right.
Yeah.
Were there certain communities or subdivisions that were definitely like Roswell people versus new people coming in, that sort of thing, or was it kind of mixed up?
I would say it's kind of mixed up because a lot of like the nicer, yeah, I would say it's pretty mixed up. I mean, I guess some of the newer subdivisions, you might say like people who moved would move into it because it was new, where other people would just stay, but I would never like, I never thought of that. Yeah, there was not that.
Okay. And even beyond people who have grown up in Roswell versus those who have not, do you think there